Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, he is going to hate this.
Yeah, I get it. He's going to hate it, but I need to get some parameters. So leather, am I fine? Because I like to sleep in leather.
No leather. No, that's an animal skin. No leather. No honey. You know he's like a morning honey guy.
You know I put the honey on me when I've got the leather on. So I can't have leather
no,
or
no honey.
Oh, I get it because of the bees thing.
Yeah, what that's bees food. There? You can put agave syrup in there.
Hey, what are you guys doing? What is this?
Oh, no white sugar. There's no white sugar. That's processed through bone charcoal. Also an animal product.
Oh my God, I know what this is. Fuck me. Is this what I think it is?
That's right. What the doobah, what the doobah?
Listen, if you see us out in public, feel free to tell us great job, shake our hand, pat us on the back. We appreciate it. But we cannot keep guest starring in your Instagram stories. We just, it's not even from a place of like we're above it. It's just the time constraints. We don't have time for all the costume changes. We walk by a high school. They're like, get in my Instagram story. You guys are such a big deal. It's like, thanks, but we're busy. This is the Grolic Saves the World. I'm Adam Caton Holland. How the fuck are you?
My name is Ben Roy.
And I'm Andrew Orbital. And I'm tired of holding the camera.
Yeah. You know what? Why is that, Andrew? Why are you always tasked with holding the camera?
Because I've got three legs that my vestigial third leg that comes out of my tailbone makes me especially stable.
So you hunch over, they put the camera on your back, and it's kind of like an old West tripod approach.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. And that extra skin that you can pull over your head of his to keep it very dark and get a clear image of it.
I should have that removed.
The fans appreciate you taking pictures of them with me and Ben. But again, it takes so much time to get the Andrew set up. Ben and I have busy schedules, so we're not going to be able to do it moving forward. However, we are going to continue to do your favorite challenges because that is what this podcast is about. Bettering the world around us by bettering ourselves through passive-aggressive self-help challenges.
That was fucking seamless.
You got there.
Seamless.
After quite a riff, boy, a riff into the underbelly of Riff City.
I was lost in the riff woods like King Lear. I didn't know if I was coming back. It was a storm.
Wow.
I'm going to tell you right now that riff had a lot of fat on it, and I think we should cut out some of this fat.
I know what you might be doing.
I got a little bit of a chow idea to bring you both.
We are firing on all cylinders.
And as a Sigu, is how I choose to pronounce it.
Gesundheit.
A Sigu.
God bless you.
Recently, I had my annual physical and blood work done.
Ron, sound the annual physical and blood work gong.
There it is. Wow.
Choose your fighter.
Yeah, I did. And, you know, now, I don't know if you've noticed with doctor's appointments, they're required to post your lab results now.
Publicly on Nextdoor, and it's fucked up.
It is fucked up.
You got to stop seeing that doctor in that tent city, Andrew. They post them now to a health portal or some doctor's office portal that you can log into and see your results. And I, for the first time in my life, my cholesterol was a touch elevated. And I know why this is, because I got into the cheese pretty heavy for a couple months, for 8 to 10 weeks. And you know I like some shredded cheeses.
You little mouse in the cupboard. You
don't
little rat.
Ever talk that way again.
You know I like shredded cheeses. And
I don't even know what this character is. I hate it.
It's a little mouse guy scurrying around the house at night.
He's got a mousy whisker mustache, and he gets into the cheeses.
For sure.
Wow.
I hear him at night. I hear him in the floorboards. I go, you little rascal. I'm going to come down. There's going to be little teeth marks in my cheese.
All right. You got camembert? I got a cheese. I hate this character too.
Why are you just finding it and now you hate it?
I already hate him.
All right.
Now, it wasn't terrible and it's not requiring medication, but high cholesterol runs in my family. My grandmother passed away from the effects of a stroke. Like, it's a thing my dad's been, you know, has had to keep his under control, and I believe my brother as well, not to to violate their HIPAA rights here. But
I don't, I feel like you are.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I am. But anyway.
Can we get the numbers?
Well, they're the ones that brought me into this world.
I mean, at least for our Patreons. Can our Patreons see their blood work?
Yeah, let's show their blood work. I won't show mine.
That's fine. If you join Patreon at the Ben Plus tier, you get the lab work of Ben's extended family. We're talking Maine, kind of up into Canada, yes, right? So this is different.
Maine, we're talking,
this is Maine royalty.
We're talking potassium levels. We're talking, what's your kidney function like? We'll give it away. We'll give all of it.
Patreon.com, Grolix saves the Roy family blood work.
Yeah, so my doctor wasn't overly concerned, but I don't want to have to take cholesterol medication. And I figured this is a chance for us to try something out and something I know that Adam will love something that Andrew has experience with. I say for the next week, we try a fully vegan diet.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. This one has been on the list a couple times, and Adam has said no.
No, Adam has said no to it. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it.
My least favorite challenge we've ever done was that Whole 30 diet. I do not like my food being fucked with. I have so very little that brings me joy in this world. And you come in and you literally smack it off my plate in the morning. I'm not into this challenge. I've quit.
We will come in and we'll smack it. We're going full hardcore vegan. We're going vegan edge, dude.
I've never been vegan. It means no meat, no animal products. No animal products. That's what vegan means. Nothing animals, right?
You know that's what it means.
I don't know what it means. I've never even bothered to research. I respect it so little.
Well, you guessed correctly.
Strict veganism means that anything containing any type of animal product, ye shall not consume.
Either in any way, including cosmetics. Honey, I know you love your L'Oreal, Adam. You're going to have to skip it.
If you won't let me put on my face in the morning, no one's going to want to see the clips on this pod. It is not a pretty sight.
You don't consume animal products. You don't consume products that have been made through the exploitation of animals, etc.
Tested on animals.
I know this world very well because I used to be a very hardcore vegan many years ago as a young adult, as a young
and I would argue
man.
A handsomer version of you, and I don't
yeah,
want
it's
to,
like 25 years ago, duh.
I think the plants had something to do with it. I think the burgers are aging.
Are we kind of fading into a story of Andrew's life's past? Is there a body in a warehouse somewhere?
Does it involve
Andrew
extra
uncovers?
Work for Ron? Yes. Sound. What was
Andrew,
the sound?
I don't know. Just say sound of something.
Ron, play a sound.
I hope Ron knows at this point he can play any fucking sound. He just hit whatever button, we'll be pleased with the sound.
Yes, we are delighted. When we go back and listen to the episode, we're like, did you hear the sound?
I have always
like
delighted.
A toddler with a noise-making keychain. We can't get enough. But yeah, I'll
spare you. Andrew was walking around the city with keys poking out between his fingers, just like scratching windows and kicking dogs. He was homeless. It was a period where he only had one leg. What else, Andrew?
Before I got the three.
You were still with Christ.
Before you got three back, yeah.
Now you go. You tell your tale.
So I found veganism through hardcore music, known for its subtlety and nuance. I discovered the ideology of veganism, and I went extreme style, like Saul to Paul.
Gamora season ends, Earth crisis.
Yeah, I was eating like McDonald's, Taco Bell, pretty much like every night, and I went like vegan overnight, hardcore vegan. And didn't even use envelopes because sometimes there's animal products in the glue. I made my own envelopes. I wouldn't loan my friends money unless
it was stick.
Come.
I knew Ben was going to go there.
I used tape.
I'm sorry. It's always come with me. You know it, and I don't know why.
Yeah, yeah.
Your cum is vegan. I don't care what anybody
Stop,
says.
Stop, Ben. Enough.
What?
All right, tape fine. Is vegan. All right, I can eat tape this week.
Keep anyway, going. I was truly insufferable to the point where my friends, they were just very honest with me. And they were like, we hate you. We hate it was having the opposite effect. They'd be like, I'm very purposefully going out to eat meat because I'm so annoyed with you. I was definitely not winning people over with my extreme stance on it. I was kind of like pushing them away.
Driving people to animal cruelty with your dogmatism.
Exactly, yeah. But I did that for a couple of years, and then I downshifted into regular vegetarianism and then finally came back around to the meat wagon.
I want to say I respect this a lot. I like, if I had the willpower, I would be vegetarian. Like, I really love animals, and it makes me sad to think about killing them and eating them. However, I'm weak, and I do.
You like the cheeses?
Could you kill an animal and eat it yourself, Adam?
Would I?
Or could you?
I don't know. I probably not. I probably would cry and not eat it. I mean, yeah. I'm not pretending that I'm some, like, practicing what I'm preach. I get the hyperbole, like, if I had to slaughter it in my backyard, I bet I'd be vegetarian.
That is, like, the eternal question that the vegetarians like to give meat eaters.
I could certainly catch a fish, gut it, and cook it. I've done that.
You could? You could do the fish? I couldn't even do the fish. My uncle is, like, a really amazing fisherman, and I would go, and I'd have to walk off into the woods and cry while he took care of my fish for me.
I'll tell you something about fish. If you don't do it to them, they'll do it to you. It's kind of like whoever gets in there.
Is that
first.
Your justification with that 7-inch trout?
100%.
I've been vegetarian. I mean, I didn't eat red meat, pork, chicken, or fish for 25 years, probably. And I, just because of some stomach issues in the last few years, started eating fish again, just to add something else to my diet because of some restrictions that I have. And so I've definitely flirted with fully plant-based and vegan diets. Like, I at points have
shameless.
Found myself
doing. You're shameless.
I was so curious.
Okay, so what are the rules for the week? Like, how hardcore are we going?
We're going vegan edge. We're going. Yeah.
What does that mean?
No animal products. No honey.
Honey's an animal? I mean,
yeah, it's made from bees.
No white sugar. They process it through bone charcoal.
Wait, no white sugar? So that means like that's like every pastry's got white sugar, right? Like any...
Yeah.
You can't have pastry anyway, dumb fuck. It's got butter in it.
Oh my fucking God.
You can use margarine's made out of like dreams and oil.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
So you can have that.
Dreams and oil.
So
is gluten-free vegan? You see these gluten-free...
Gluten has nothing to... Gluten is not an animal product.
What do you have for breakfast? What's a vegan breakfast if you can't have...
You're going to find out this coming week.
Oats.
You can have oatmeal.
Yeah,
and
oats
fruits.
Are vegan, Adam. My God. Yeah. Do you know what an animal is?
Is cereal an animal?
Is gluten an animal? What part of a cow does gluten come from? Because I've eaten so much of it.
I literally know nothing. Honey is cruel. It's mean to the bees. It
hurts you're
them.
Taking the bees. That's baby food for bees. They take it away from them. They give them sugar water in its place.
What's going on?
Hands off the bees! Hands off the bees! Hands off the bees! Right? I'm already on board.
I don't know what's happening.
Adam, I know this is tough. I know you're going to be fine, Adam. I think you're going to do great.
No.
I know you use beef bouillon as throat lozenges. I know that's just how you live.
That's how he gets that sonorous voice.
They're going to kick me out of the Marrow Boys.
Oh, you know the Marrow Boys
are here. Barbershop quartet.
Listen, the big thing with this is don't eat any animal products, anything with animal in it, butter, cheese, honey, as Andrew said,
the good stuff.
White sugar, things like
meat.
That.
Turkey, fish. You'd be surprised how many people are like, even fish? Like, they don't consider fish an animal or meat?
I worked at a call center that had like a food court kind of thing. It was a big company. And the lady that worked at it one day, I was like, are those egg rolls vegetarian? And she's like, yes. And I was like, what do they have in it? And she was like, cabbage, this, that, pork, that. And I was like, wait. You just said they were vegetarian. And she's like, pork's not meat. And she goes, I was like, pork's meat. And she goes, no, it's not. It doesn't talk.
What?
That's what her, I was
she
like.
She considers meat something talks?
Yeah. Like cows? Yeah. And chickens?
So, oh my God. That was her rationale behind it.
How about I go kosher for a while?
No.
How about I go kosher?
That's the challenge we could save for the future.
That's halal. I'll go halal.
Well, halal to you too.
No, you're going vegan.
That's it. We've got our challenge. 1 week. All right. 7 days.
Fuck you both. I hate this challenge.
Adam is going to crush it. I imagine him coming back in
Adam's going to convert.
In a Strife t-shirt, fully militant.
Mm-hmm. X's tattooed up on his hands. I can't wait.
Yep. So 1 week, no animal products consumed, and we'll come back and we'll see how we feel. I won't be able to have blood work done, so I don't know, but this is often a great way to reduce your cholesterol, and the effects of it on the environment when done healthy are overwhelmingly positive. So let's give it a shot and see how we do.
Stupid. This is a stupid podcast.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Let's take a break and we're going to listen to a little bit of stand-up comedy from one of the best cruelty-free comics I know of out there, our little buddy Andrew Orvidal.
Oh my
gosh. Listeners know.
I mean, I do test my jokes on animals. My dogs have heard a lot of them.
Ah,
sorry.
Bummer.
Sorry.
Well, we'll listen to it now. We can't do it in the second half. We normally play clips from our live show at the Bug Theater, which happens the last Saturday of every month. Tickets have been going fast, so get yours now, as always, down there in the show notes. But this clip comes from our own little Andrew Orvidal's album, Alexa Play Creed, that was recorded in Portland. Enjoy this clip. And when we come back, it will be a week later and we'll all be floating on clouds of moss because we've become Gaia.
There's three Gaias.
Three sensual Gaias. Stay tuned.
So the dog food store recently, and I saw that now they have vegan food for dogs. That's just a choice you can make for your dog, going vegan. I don't know if you ever paid attention to what your dog eats when he or she is the one making decisions. But veganism seems pretty low on the list of priorities. It might not even be on the list now that I think about it. Your dog's like, hey, real quick, is this bathroom trash vegan before I dig in? Is this that new impossible bathroom trash I've been hearing so much about before I truffle around in it? What about this goose shit that I've been gobbling up like candy? Is this that soy-based goose shit? Because I'm vegan. I don't know if I told you. I'm a vegan dog. What about this puke? Wait, hear me out. It's my own. This is my own artisanal farm-to-table puke. No animal was harmed in the making of this puke. Except me, and I'm clearly fine with it. I'm eating it. No. I'm vegan. Insane. So gross.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you love the Grolic Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
I do want to sign up.
Oh boy, we are back. We are full of vigor,
yeah,
and life,
clarity,
and plant-based energy.
Tons of energy. We are fucking fired up. All right,
this rank.
I'm gonna say it right. This challenge pretty fucking easy. I breezed through this one. So let me just ask the question right now: did we all complete the challenge? Did we go a week without consuming any animal products? You know what? I want to throw it out there. Let's just all do it at the same time and say our answers on the count of three. 3, 2, 1. No.
No, I did not. Define no.
Yeah.
Define no.
You ate animal product throughout the week.
I did.
Yes.
I had some. Some got in there.
Mm-hmm.
Some snuck right in there.
You were sleeping. Andrew, you know how many people eat mice while they're sleeping?
Oh, yes. Eating a spider is...
It's not vegan.
We consume a lot of spiders.
Yeah. I broke my vegan edge.
No, I failed this challenge miserably.
Wait a minute. Is this the first Grolix trifecta? Three no's, full fail?
Yep.
Sounds like it. Oh, boy.
It's a three-legged race that just went straight to the face.
Listener, if you're out there, play the numbers tonight. This is a lucky day. This is a straight fail.
This is your sign. Put it all on scratchers. All of it.
All of it.
Sell the car. All on scratchers.
Fuck, I hated this challenge.
Ben, why don't you kick it off? How was your week? How was your vegan week?
Well, my vegan week, I will admit, I came into this one the most cocky out of all of us because I don't have a problem eating a lot of vegetables. I don't have a problem cutting out certain things. And I had tried being vegan before and I didn't mind it. So I thought I'm going to breeze through this. I did not like it. I did not like this at all.
No, sir, I do not like them.
I made it. And in fact, I think I was messaging you. I was like, this isn't that bad. The problem was that I was relying, like a lot of people do, I think, when you're busy, on the fast food type processed meat substitutes like Beyond and Impossible stuff, or the there's like 7 grains one that's like got fake nuggets and stuff like that. So I would rely on that because, as you both know and I've talked about, I got a stomach thing while we were filming second season of Those Who Can't that has never gone away, and it has limited my diet. I can't eat like rice and beans. I can't eat quinoa.
Which is on a vegan diet. Yeah. Fucked. You can't eat rice and beans.
And when I work out as much as I do, going to jujitsu or going to the gym, I found my energy level crashing without, and my stomach being really bothered by the fart factory that is, that is manufactured.
Just imagining that
meat.
Planet Fitness getting fumigated with your impossible beef farts.
People were like, is this a Planet Fitness or am I at an international paper mill? Because that's what it smells like in here. I mean, the sulfur discharge alone, the bloating, when you're eating too much of that stuff. And I fully believe that eating whole foods will always be better. But fuck, did I eat my fair share of Impossible and Beyond stuff to try to get calories? And I don't know. I know there's a destruction that comes with eating fish, and there's a destruction that comes with eating eggs. But fuck, do I love them. And they make me feel more full and more energized. And I hate that because I do struggle with it. So I try throughout my life to eat a mix.
Like a Chex Mix. You just eat a Chex Mix one a week.
No, shut up, Adam.
What's your favorite Chex Mix, Ben? Are you sweet or are you savory?
I mean,
are you muddy buddies?
Salty, but there's also
there
sweet.
There are people
who
consume
for me, it's
plant-based
seasonal
diets correctly and in a healthy manner. And I want to be clear, I fully believe that that is a much healthier way to live cardiovascularly as well as environmentally. But I can't eat like a lot of like almonds kill my stomach now. They're just like my stomach is super finicky because of this gut bacteria thing that I have. So, man, it fucked me up. And I messaged you guys and I was like, I'm out. I'm sorry. I can't do it anymore. And
you messaged us that, and I wrote back, I quit yesterday.
So I failed the challenge, but
wait, but you're saying, Ben, you don't have the time. You're so busy. You don't have the time. And with your dietary restrictions to like do this in a way that you find to be healthy and good for your body. Right. You're like, you can't eat the quick snacks like almonds on the road. Like it's not,
I would have to be a lot more conscientious about making or planning meals. And we all need variety. Like that's the other part is more about variety. And I like grains fuck me up. Like, and when I can't work in, you know, quinoa, things like that, you know, stuff that
can't even
comes
have
with
quinoa?
A natural pork. No, it fucks my stomach up. I get so bloated.
Grains, quinoa, rice, beans, almonds. You can't eat any of those things?
No, they like bloat me. I get like bloated. Oh. If I eat like fish and veggies, like steamed veggies and stuff like that, even oatmeal isn't that bad for me for some reason. It doesn't bother me as much. I tried an egg substitute that was called Just Egg that has no egg in it.
Huh. That's weird.
It seems like a lawsuit.
That was fine. And honestly, I'll probably work that in. Didn't bug my stomach too much or anything, but it's made out of mung beans. And any kind of bean thing really fucks me up. Wow. I don't know.
So how long did you make it before you quit? It was what, like four days, 5 days?
I made it 4 days.
Okay, four days.
And then, I snapped at the Grolix live show. Karen Wachtel, bless her soul. Karen is an amazing part of the comedy community here. She brought cookies, and the cookies were not vegan. And
let's discuss this. Karen has these delicious cracked out cookies that have every ingredient in it.
Like salty caramel, oatmeal cookies. They're amazing.
So good. She came into the green room on Saturday. We started this challenge on a Wednesday with a Tupperware full of them. And the three of us looked at each other, and we all kind of whimpered. We went, no.
Yeah.
Like we did not. But then we all said... But we're vegan, and she had no idea we're doing the challenge, and we were all so sad. And then collectively we said, if all three of us have one of these cookies,
it never happened.
It's not cheating. It never happened.
Yes, exactly.
So we all ate one mm-hmm. cookie. I watched Ben think he was getting away with secretly eating two more throughout the show, but he did not. He ate two more.
I did not. I only had one.
One. Wow. You had one. You had an additional one at
least. No, I only had the one on the patio at Highland Tavern.
So that's another one. So you had the one at the show and the
one
after.
I didn't eat one at the show. I did not eat one
at
the show.
You're so full of shit.
No, I ate edibles.
The thing that you lie to the listener is
no,
like,
I didn't want. I didn't
I'm
have
not
one.
Mad. I'm used to
I
lying.
Cheated. I already
I'm
admitted.
Used to
I already
lying
admitted
to me.
I cheated.
All right. We're in the weeds here.
This is how we always
do things.
If we do it together, it cancels it out. Like, remember that time we all cheated on our spouses together?
No, because it didn't happen because we all did it together.
No, I failed miserably, but I want to be very clear about this to people listening. I am a solid supporter of people who choose a plant-based diet and vegan lifestyle. I believe food is political. It is an environmental issue. And I do believe what you consume and how you consume it is important. And so I wish I had done it correctly, but I failed. And I failed miserably. And I'm sorry. And I feel bad, but
and
that's
you're getting
my story.
That tattoo removed. Ben got vegan and Old English across his upper back, and we're
Day
getting it removed.
The hubris
for the bears.
Yeah, we're getting it removed. We're getting it removed.
Andrew, what's you up to? How'd you feel,
Dish Girl?
Well, and I apologize if I sound a little sick. I got sick from doing this challenge.
No, you didn't.
That's
ridiculous.
When we were first going to do this challenge, Adam vetoed it because he was going on vacation to San Francisco. And didn't want to be vegan in San Fan fucking Frisco.
Sorry, I wanted a nice fish.
Cheesy. I like to get cheese. I like to get it.
I got a sneeze coming. I got Chad, Fred, Shishka. So when we did this challenge, I had to go to motherfucking Florida. I had to go to Florida and be vegan in Florida. So
the San Francisco of the Atlantic is what they call it.
Opposite San Francisco in almost every
bizarro
way.
San Fran.
Bizarro San Fran.
I went to San Francisco and I had to be vegan.
What part of Florida were you in?
Melbourne.
Oh, okay, cool. So deep Florida. Yeah.
Central Atlantic coast. And I wasn't overly worried about it because it's been like 25 years since I was vegan. And I was like, there's been so many improvements in vegan eating. Like back when I was vegan, there was no vegan, you know, fast food options unless you went like iceberg lettuce.
It was like
lettuce.
Morningstar Farms.
Yeah, you had to go to the store and it was like this like tiny little section of the store and the shit was expired half the time.
It was called like alternative foods or
something.
Yeah,
and there just wasn't options, just like casual options. In the same way there are now. And I was like, this is not going to be hard. I might eat some fast food, but whatever. It's going to be fine. So flew out to Florida. First of all, shout out to Root Down. Great Denver restaurant. They have an outlet at Denver International Airport. So even when I was flying out of the airport, had a vegan meal.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Concourse style. I know that life.
I had a tofu banh mi sandwich.
Oh, a banh mi.
Yeah. Yeah, it was as tasty as a cold tofu sandwich can possibly be. And I appreciated it. And
we just lost him as a sponsor. Thanks, dude. We had him. They were listening. And then you lost
look, I'm just being honest with the listener. I don't want them being like, what?
I would have loved that. I can't eat the bread.
Ben has three things he can eat.
The nightmare that is Ben Roy's gastronomical
Holy
journey
shit.
Continues.
So landed in Florida very late at night, had a rental car debacle. All of us were stressed, very hungry. And I was like, well, whatever. There'll be like a Burger King on the way and I'll get a fucking Impossible Whopper. Nothing on the way. We drove to Melbourne, Florida. Nothing. Turns out a lot of Florida still just pitch black swamp at night. Got to the hotel at 12:30 a.m. There was a hotel snafu. They didn't have a setup in the hotel system. Again, so hungry. I'm looking at the, you know, how hotels have that little selection in the lobby of snacks. Nothing vegan, except for some candy. I was like, I'm not going to eat candy at like 1 a.m. for dinner. So we ended up going to Denny's. We went to a 1 a.m. Denny's in Melbourne, Florida. Unsurprisingly, no vegan slot on the menu. Just iceberg lettuce, if you want that.
Denny's!
Yeah.
This is like your first attempt at veganism.
So I got a grilled cheese with American cheese because I was like, American cheese is about as far away as you could get from an animal product, even though it's not. It's American cheese.
Any way you try to tell yourself.
It's American cheese. So I broke it right there.
Day one
in Florida because I was like, I have to eat. And
how good was that grilled cheese, though? Let me ask you, how good was it?
Oh, it was good. Yeah, Denny's could still make them.
Cheese, yeah, and the kinds you put in it.
Oh, Mortimer, I didn't want you to show up at the second act.
Yeah, I'm getting a Sebastian energy. Oh, yeah. But Mortimer's pretty Sebastian. Good, too.
It's Sebastian.
It was good. Denny's could still crank out a good 1 a.m. grilled cheese. It was tasty.
Fuck yeah.
So,
the next day we went
to this restaurant that did have a little bit of vegan stuff on the menu. They had vegan pancakes. So, while everyone else had a robust southern breakfast that looked absolutely five stars. I had vegan pancakes.
Some asbestos from the neighborhood public school they tore
yeah,
out.
Yeah, very kind of watery fluid. The restaurant was fun. You got to make the pancakes on the table.
Watery fluid. It's so hard to find fluid that's watery.
Vegan pancakes for breakfast. So
is that all you had that day?
That was I had that day. Our hotel was in the middle of nowhere. There was nothing. There was nothing around. So I skipped lunch, and then I had dinner out of a vending machine at the venue of our show. Like pretzels. I got fruit snacks and a protein bar. Both things I knew in the back of my head. I was like, those fruit snacks are going to have gelatin in them, and that protein bar is going to have whey protein. And sure enough, when they fell out of the machine, I was right on both of them. But I ate them because I was really, really hungry.
That's incredibly wasteful to throw it away as well.
Yeah, the only thing worse than eating animal products is just dumping them in the trash. So I had that for dinner, a terrible vending machine dinner. And then we went to TGI Fridays after that. Again, the only thing that was open, TGI Fridays. Unsurprisingly, no vegan menu. There's no vegan section on the menu. I got some of the fried green beans. I got a hot pretzel. And then I ate some chicken as well because I was so fucking hungry. Oh, I was God. So hungry.
So day two, you're not.
You yeah. didn't try.
What are you talking about? I didn't try. I tried. I was definitely trying.
Hey, listen to me. You listen to me, Andrew. You listen to me. I guarantee there's a grocery store in Melbourne, Florida. I guarantee it.
Yeah, yes. There is. I didn't have a way to get there.
Oh, you had a rental car. Your show is not 18 hours of the day. I know that. You could have steeled away an hour to go get food at a grocery store
you
for yourself.
You were using this as a chance to culinarily hot dog
exactly
like you do.
What he was doing.
And you went down there. We, Adam and I know how much you love chicken and pretzels.
And it's your fried green
that
beans,
is your Thanksgiving
you
meal. Yeah.
The
you've
best thing at TGI Fridays.
Last meal. Like death row meal.
Here comes the prince of TGI Fridays. No one looked him in the eye.
I definitely should have gone to the store. Definitely. I should have planned out the trip. I was way too casual about it. That was how it was when I was vegan, too. You have to be extremely intentional with it and plan what you're eating.
Exactly.
Because if you do screw up, it's just not easy to rebound off of it. So once I got home, got way easier because I actually almost every single day for one meal, I have a big salad or a fruit and vegetable smoothie. So one of my meals every day is already vegan. So I didn't even have to sweat that. And I will often cook vegetarian or vegan stuff. So once I was home, much, much easier. I did not have issues. I was making some of my old hits. I was trying out some new stuff. I tried a vegan frozen pizza. I filmed a review of it. It'll be on Patreon.
It is ridiculous.
It's, yeah, if you are curious how that is, you could check out the video on Patreon. But it did get easier when I was home because then, yeah, I had the stuff in my house. And
yeah, you were sending videos. You made some beautiful meals. Andrew is quite
I the cook.
I could
whip stuff up
quite the chef.
Without issue. And then toward the end of the challenge, and I had a bag of nacho cheese Doritos on my counter all week. Never touched them. Never opened them. Not one.
Oh, buddy.
I mean, that has to count. That has to count for okay. something.
The restraint. I mean, we used to hang one of those in front of your face with a fishing pole.
To get me to run.
Get you to tow the skateboard Ben and I were on.
Mm-hmm. And you'd pull us, well, he pulled us clear across Bangkok in a rickshaw. Remember that?
I do remember that.
I did not eat the Doritos. I took my kid to In-N-Out. Did not get anything from In-N-Out. I went home. I had a salad. I had a broccoli salad with sunflower seeds. That was tough. That was one of the toughest choices. And then toward the end of the challenge,
that was a tough night.
Took my kid to Rise and Shine Biscuit Bakery. And I was like, I'm getting a biscuit with a scrambled egg on it. I don't give a fuck. And I did. And I ate it. And it was great. So that was towards the end of the challenge.
How many days of 7 days were you pure vegan?
4 days. If the Karen cookie counts.
We did it together. We've already said that.
It doesn't count because we did
Remember,
it together.
We didn't burn that warehouse down.
Right.
That didn't happen.
Right.
We didn't know there was a night security guard.
I intentionally broke with the biscuit and at TGI Fridays with that chicken because I was like, God, I want some fucking protein so fucking bad. But what you realize when you go vegan is that there's no such thing as being perfectly vegan. You will always find something. With my obsessive personality when I was hardcore vegan, I would always find something new that I was doing that was not vegan. And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe I missed that. And then I would find something else and something else and something else and something else. Like, oh, I didn't know that they use animals in the production of rubber. I didn't know this. I didn't know that. And you just keep digging and digging and digging. And so you realize there's no such thing as being perfectly vegan, but you can definitely make better choices.
You could reach all the way there and then start asking the philosophical question, is human exploitation a problem as well as exploitation
also,
of animals?
Also, human beings are animals.
Labor
and if your health is suffering, are you taking care of this animal thinking about these other animals? Like, you have to, like, balance it out.
Well, that's ridiculous because you're not.
No, that's why I have so many guns, is that exactly?
It's also, the like question is, should we be caging and treating animals the way that we do, like prisoners? And
no, we should not.
So that was great, Andrew. I liked your failure. Honestly, I thought your failure was better than mine. It was more entertaining.
Can I talk about my failure?
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Yeah, Adam, I'd love to hear about your failure.
My failure was total. No, it wasn't. I went as hard as I could for 4 days. And there would be occasional fuck ups, which for me was a learning curve.
I was learning what animals were and what plants were. It was illuminating. It was illuminating.
Exactly. Exactly. And I had never asked these questions. I just ate what walked in my path.
He's on a dinosaur diet.
Anything that walks across my path, I eat. And that's how you go about it. Yeah. No, just figured granola would be fine. And then you look in the bag and there's honey in that granola. And you're like, motherfuckers. I snagged a handful of Wheaties as I'm pouring my kid a bowl of Wheaties. Nope, honey in those Wheaties. Just like things like that. Enriched flour has problems. Like, it's just, once you start looking at this shit, it just is, everything is so hard to fucking eat. So I went to Marzix, which, if you can't tell, is a place we're desperately trying to get to sponsor us, but it's a neighborhood market in Denver. There's one by Ben's house. There's one by my house.
Amazing people that Ben, they treat their employees well.
There's not one by my house.
And one employee who was make friends with strangers challenge. Ben made friends with this guy, Kevin. He subsequently asked to be switched to a different Marzix so he didn't have to deal with Ben. So I ran into Kevin.
He's now terrified.
I told him what we're doing.
If this is true, Kevin, get at me. I want to settle some things.
No, Kevin said, it's so nice to see you, Adam.
Kevin, I'd like to talk out some things. George, could you get Kevin? George is the other guy. Could you get Kevin to call me?
Kevin's at the other branch because he's more comfortable.
What about Sebastian and his cheese?
But Kevin walked me around. Kevin walked me around that supermarket, that little market, and I got all sorts of vegan treats. I got some chips, I got some weird dips, I got nuts and fruits, and I was like, all right, I'm ready for the week.
This picture, let's Adam holding a grapefruit. So this isn't an animal?
I'm like at the deli counter. I guess nah, 3 pounds of prime rib.
Okay,
like,
well,
Adam,
I'll just take the capicola.
This is like an eggplant.
You're telling me there's not a capicola tree?
Okay, fine. I'll just have the eggs and cheddar cheese. Give me a break.
Well, that was nice of him. How much was that shopping trip?
Yeah, it was very. Oh, that was about $180. Worth of shit that remains in my fridge. Yeah, so that was, I just tried it, and you know, as I predicted, the joy was sucked out of every meal. I'm not good at vegan cooking.
Adam said this is text where he was like, I can't use butter to fry my onions, so I fried them with nothing and I burnt them and they're gross.
And it was like, Adam,
Ron was like, do you not have olive oil? Jesus Christ.
Why aren't you making onions and olive oil?
And what is that?
Olive oil. It's vegan.
Why
is olive oil? I think we have episode name right there. Messages started to take on, like, Adam, not to, I'm going to quote one of your jokes,
fine,
but they had the tone of a soldier who had just started to question the war. Because you were so sad,
yep,
so depressed,
yep,
and it was truly beautiful how joyless your life became.
Yeah, you liked it?
It really made, great. You're like, you loved avocado toast. You really seemed to latch onto that, Adam.
It was the one thing that I was like, I kind of marginally enjoy this.
Avocado toast is great. I eat it all the time.
Maybe I can get this through 3 meals a day. But so I was doing breakfast, lunch, and dinner avocado toast.
The Beverly Hills diet.
And you do have an emerald tone to your skin now, I will say.
But yeah, it was just the fucking worst. The day of the Grolic show, I went to Chipotle with my family, and I thought, all right, this'll do it. I can get like a burrito bowl. I'll try these much talked about, much ballyhooed sofritos. I know Andrew loves the sofritos. We've eaten Chipotle together many times.
That's all I get at Chipotle.
So I got a bowl, and it was so weird. Like, it hurt my stomach to eat that much food at that point. I think I had sort of just gotten used to smaller portions or something, and so I just shoveled in all this Chipotle thinking I needed this protein because I'm not doing it well at home. This is a big protein bomb. I'm getting it all while I can. And then I got to the Grolic show, and I just felt fucking terrible. I felt lethargic. I felt just sort of angry, clearly. But then I saw you guys, and both of you looked the exact same. You were like, I'm tired. We were all tired.
I think you described how you handled the week perfect in one of your texts. Adam says, I'm doing vegan wrong. Mine is a scurrying form of survival. Some nuts here, a piece of fruit, a quick insipid salad. Perhaps a handful of Cheerios, if not.
It's exactly how I was eating. I was just like desperately wow. looking for things that would fit the chow.
Like Sebastian. You sound like Sebastian.
What's ironic?
Yeah, but a joyless Sebastian.
Yes.
A dying Sebastian.
Sebastian happy. He gets his cheese.
You're right.
Adam, I'm just, you failed miserably.
Not miserably. I failed like the two of you failed. I was just more miserable.
So
I guess that's what
Ben
I mean.
Said was true.
Yes. Just wanted to clarify the meaning.
Yes. You failed, comma, miserably.
Yes.
You were miserable in that's, your failure.
You failed equally, but also miserably.
That's right. That's
yes. Right. So, well, let's ask the questions that we always ask. Does this make a world a better place? And two, would you continue doing this? I'll go first. Yes. Wholeheartedly, I believe eating plant-based diet does make the world a better place. Harvard did a study on healthy plant-based diets. I want to be clear. There's a lot of ambiguity when you deal with processed and fake meat, but a healthy plant-based diet, the people that did it had much lower risk of cardiovascular disease, not to mention the greenhouse emissions are lessened drastically by eating plant-based diets. So I do believe it is, when done healthy, a much better way to live, at least per the evidence we have now. But I believe for myself, no, I won't continue strictly with it just because of my own dietary needs. I will try to eat as responsibly sourced as possible, eat free range or game, things like that is where I may go towards game meat. Shooting something on my own, going hunting.
Wait, what? What's happening? You're going to go hunt for that? You're going to go hunt your own meat now?
Yeah, yeah, this is like spiraling into a new challenge.
I would totally go.
The vegan
I don't
challenge
have a
led to Ben going out and shooting a deer.
I just love how casually you're like,
no,
I'm
but
just,
I mean,
I'm
my stomach
my own
issues
meat, is basically what you just said.
No, I mean, I'm like, I don't believe you should consume something that you can't take the life of yourself. I don't believe that. You're disconnected from the source of your food. I truly believe that. I believe that if I kill a chicken, I should, like, I can consume that if I caught
my
it.
My neighbors
and it.
Have a protective order against you. Stay out of their yard.
I love what you're saying philosophically. I'm just saying it's coming in a little out of left field at the end of the challenge.
Andrew, what about you?
Will I do it again? No, I will not be hardcore vegan again. But here's the thing that people don't realize is that you can still eat vegan meals. You can still eat vegan without having to label yourself as a vegan. You can enjoy vegan food. You can cook vegan meals. And I already do that
pretty
regularly.
Yeah, there's something called olive oil.
Yeah.
There's something called olive oil.
Adam has learned so much. So
and did you all
illuminating.
Know, did you all know green beans aren't insects? That's crazy.
But they were those like praying mantises. No, they're beans.
Yeah, yeah. You see, the praying mantises.
Stick so, bugs the whole time. Thought I'm eating stick bugs.
Yeah, and I agree with Ben. There's obviously a wealth of information that says that, you know, plant-based diets better for the earth as a whole, good for your health. If nothing else, having that diversity in your diet, like have a fucking salad once a day, once every other day, something like that is good for you. I made my peace with knowing I am not able to kill an animal. You know, people have different roles within a society, and I'm like, I would not be part of the hunting tribe for animals. I wouldn't be able to do it, but I could still consume them. I don't feel bad doing it, which is kind of funny. I realized while we were doing this challenge, humans like domination of the natural system led to our lifestyle where we could indulge in identities like this of like, I don't want to hurt animals. Like if we were busy with surviving, we would not be having these thoughts of like, I don't want to hurt animals. It has come as a result of our like total dominance over animals, both predator animals and prey animals.
But I think there is a fine line between consuming an animal and needlessly caging an animal, pumping it full of growth hormones.
Yeah, I'm totally against
that. And, you know,
that.
Like...
And when you are consuming animal products, there are better choices you can make. Like what Ben's talking about, like, you know, factory farmed meats, which are just absolute horror shows, and like game meats or, you know, small family farm meats. There's so many different options and that you can look into. And when you...
Sebastian lives on a small family farm.
Now he does. We had to ship him away.
Sebastian
but he kept
in
getting into the cheese.
A small family farm.
But when you purchase that stuff, you are voting with your money for that. You are saying, I want more of this. There's no more important vote in America than the vote you spend your dollars on, because that's what people really care about. So the way you spend your money and the food that you seek out.
There's a fucking sound bite.
fucking leftist piece of shit. I hate this guy.
But it does make a difference.
I hope that soapbox you're standing on wasn't made with lie, you fucking
And it might
idiot.
Seem expensive. It's like this pound of grass-fed beef is like $11. It's like, yeah, that might seem expensive. That's a pound of meat. You can make four burgers out of that. There's no way you're getting four grass-fed quality beef burgers at any restaurant for $12. So when you really factored in, it's not that crazy to make better choices.
Yeah, Adam.
I'm exactly with Ben. Since the challenge, I've only hunted and killed my own meat. I tracked down a docile dairy cow this morning and I slaughtered it in front of my sons and we cleaned it and we cooked the meat.
You did not know what you were doing.
Yeah.
And Adam's life becomes the road.
I killed two pigs yesterday with a fucking AR-15. There was no meat left. But
Christ.
I picked up the pieces I could find and put them in a pan with butter. No, I think I think it's really good to do this. I'm all about rights of animals. I already only buy free-range eggs. I try very hard to only get the exact meat Andrew's talking about. That is something I do think about and care about. So like spend with your dollar, I only try to do free-range organic, like humanely raised meat. Clearly, that's dubious. Some of these companies can like market it that way when it's not as good as you think it is.
Exactly.
Also, I hate when they use humanely. If you're raising it to kill it and eat it,
right,
you could
right.
skip humanely as part of the description. It was raised better yeah. than those other meats, but
it's a feeder
humanely.
I agree. It's so fucking cruel. I wish I had the sort of willpower to be vegetarian all the time, because it makes me real sad when you start thinking about it. But I'm hypocritical. I don't. I'm going to continue to eat meat. This challenge has made me realize I used to just, because I'd be like, no meat on Mondays. I would just kind of do that because I know it's healthier. And it's really easy to have a vegetarian day. And I certainly don't think I'm going to cut out cheese, butter, eggs. But I think this will make me eat less meat, which is just a good way to be generally.
It's true.
And I think it's good for the world for sure. It's not good for me. I get real low.
You turn into a poet.
Oh, yeah. You get so low, you write poetry.
I 100% do. Literally, I went and did a show Friday night over in Five Points, Don't Tell Comedy. And then I was meeting up with Daniel Van Kirk afterwards, but he was doing another show. I wasn't done yet. So I walked to a bar alone. Lots of 20-something people were having a blast. 42-year-old Adam got an IPA. I don't know if it was fucking vegan or not. I sat there drinking it, and I wrote a poem about how I was feeling alone in a bar like a maniac.
Why don't we take a quick break? Why don't we listen to Adam's poem, because he did it live at the Grolix live show
this
past weekend, which by the way was stellar. Thank you for everybody who came out, and a big thanks to a couple of folks who flew out to join us. If you want to make the pilgrimage, a ha ha hodge, if you will, to our lovely temple of comedy, please come out. But yeah, let's listen to Adam's poem from the Bug Theater and get your tickets now. You can see this kind of cerebral intellectualism that just we exude. And then when we return, holy God, what everybody's been waiting for, the best third act in the biz. Third actors, you're up now. Get ready. Start warming up in the batter's circle, because we got a hell of a third act. We've got more show. Plus,
get your donut off the bat. It's time to take some cuts.
Some real cuts at it. We've got birthday shout outs, as you all love. Plus, we're going to tease next episode's challenge. But in the meantime, enjoy our little Dukowski, Adam, Kate, and Holland. Stay tuned.
How many of you listen to our podcast, The Grolix Saves the World? You guys listen? Fuck yeah. Thank you for doing that. For those of you that don't listen to it, we do challenges every week. We do self-improvement challenges every week. And we are currently on day 4 of a week-long veganism challenge. I've been vegan for four... No. I hate life so fucking much right now. I have no energy. I'm lethargic. I just eat avocado toast for every meal. Sourdough bread. I know, sourdough bread.
But I'm just really not doing well. And I hate this podcast, and I hate Ben and Andrew, and I hate this challenge. Last night I did a show. This is how low I am. Last night I did a show. I finished the show. I went to a bar alone. And I sat at the bar, and I wrote this. Friday fell not as an end-of-the-week reprieve, but like another notch on the wall of a gastronomical prison. Built with promises of downloads and Patreon money. Demarcations of success? We know not. We just plod forward, unblinking, hollowed out rift jackals who couldn't stop it if they tried. Sad. So sad. And yet still, no cheese. No bacon in your breakfast burrito. No bread of remote quality. Like a bland pastiche of insipid vinaigrettes and faux sausages. Veganism where sanctimony meets boredom. And I'm tired, so goddamn tired. Burned my hand on an empty scalding skillet just to remember what seared flesh smells like. Be sure to use olive oil, not butter, as you burn off your own fingerprints. God forbid it be appetizing. But do not cry for me, because technically, tears are an animal product. And that would go against the code. Pat me on the back instead. Say, there, there, silly man. This too shall pass. And while I know that you are right, fuck Andrew for proposing this challenge. Fuck him so very hard. Thank you for coming to the Grolix, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the show, y'all. Go Nuggets!
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our third actors, the truth seekers, those who know to fast forward through the bullshit and get to the best part of the episode.
Welcome aboard.
Good to see you guys. Booyah. Welcome.
Booyah. Welcome back. And I got to tell you, Adam, I hear some vim and some vigor back in your life. It seems like you're back on your meats and your cheeses.
Buddy. Yeah, I got a kebab in one hand and just a block of cheddar in the other. Oh, and I'm snacking on them for the third
is
act.
That is, do I see some Tillamook squeezed in your knuckles there? Some
yes,
Tillamook.
But I didn't go to the store. I actually road tripped to Oregon, which is what I call it. And I went to the Tillamook just factory store and I got a bunch of stuff.
Made a pilgrimage.
It is. My trunk's loaded up with it if you guys want to come over.
I've got a pocket full of Kerrygold unsalted butter.
Do you really?
In my pocket, yeah.
I love
yeah.
their label. It's pastoral and it's calming yeah. to me. It's
And it's come to the category.
Exactly. When I think yes, of retirement, category. It's in that valley.
I've got a pocket of Lucky Charms where Ben found that accent.
You leave my bro out of
anyway,
this.
We are at the end of the episode. What an episode it was. It was a blast. It was hard. It was just we failed. We succeeded. Just every emotion was in this episode. And again, you don't need to listen to a third actors, but those of you that did, thank you very much. And while we're on the thanks train, I want to thank Karen Wachtel for bringing those cookies to the green room.
Oh, yeah.
And getting us where we needed to be. All of us were ready to quit.
Yep.
And we just needed a push.
I've been calling Karen the eye of the storm. She's that little lull, you know, where you're like, we're going to get through this. We're halfway through it. And Karen, the eye of the storm, Wachtel
comes in. She devastates seaside communities.
Yes, she does. The surge, her storm surge
yep.
of chocolate and sea salt. Also, Adam, I'm going to say it before you do, Kevin at Marzix,
my friend Kevin.
No, wow. my best wow. friend Kevin. Okay, because wow. I've known Kevin for far longer, and you don't even know
yeah,
the
Kevin
band stage.
2 months. A switch from locations to avoid you.
You don't even know what the band Throwdown is. You don't even know. And Kevin does, and I do, and you don't. So shut your stupid face.
I don't, but I know that the band The Verve wrote The Freshman.
It's great.
Wow.
All right.
Don't tell Kevin
that. Speaking of classic songs.
Kevin, let's talk about that next time we see each other.
Andrew, did you do your vocal warm-ups? Because we need you now.
Oh, yeah. Let me pop a lozenge in. Let's go.
Here we go.
plugs, 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 plugs.
Fuck it. All right, Adam. Andrew, what you got for plugs? Come on.
What do we got? What do we got? I got a good plug. Guess what? This May, it's my 20th year anniversary doing stand-up comedy. I started May 14th, 2003. 20-year anniversary, and I'm going to be celebrating, I guess, by headlining.
And you know I'm going to say this. You do not see a lot of success stories in comedy that started at age 50.
Fuck you. And, fuck you. I knew you were
when he comes in at age 50, starts stand-up and goes a Twomsky. Yep. He goes a Twinsky all the way here. 70 years old, 70 years young, still getting up on stage.
It's impressive.
Loves TBG. Well, anyway, go you. Ahead.
I hate you so much. May 21st, I'll be headlining the Comedy Works South. So get tickets at comedyworks.com. Come on out. Celebrate my 20th year in comedy.
That's fantastic. Well, I hate to do this. I'm going to kind of cut right and roaring in front of you. May 18th, I'll be headlining Comedy Works South.
What?
They're putting us against each
no!
other.
Same club, too. The South
yeah,
Club.
Yeah, same
wow.
crowd. We draw from a lot of the same wells, too.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess if you want to
no, you
ben
all should go
18th.
See Andrew's 20th. Or you can come see both of us, but you should get your tickets to see Andrew's 20th anniversary show.
Really, you can't spend too much time in DTC. I mean, get a hotel room
well,
and
I'll
make
tell
a whole
you what,
weekend
if
out
you
of
go
it.
To Andrew's or Ben's show on the DTC, I will be at Slattery's before and after the show. And I'll be pulled up to the bar, hazy IPA in it, talking sports, DTC in it with my bros. So if you want to go see Ben and Andrew, just know that before you see these fucking joke smiths, you can hang with me at Slattery's across the street before and after Ben
you
and Andrew's
You want to say
show.
This isn't true because it sounds real.
I'm going on a light rail. I'm safe. It's going to be a fun time for me. I can't make it over to the shows, but I'm going to hear the reports when people come
of
back.
Of course. Yeah, we get it.
When high on life, I'll be there to hear the reports of the show.
Wow. Adam, do you have anything to plug?
Besides Slattery's?
Yeah.
Yes, I'll be in New York June 8th at Union Hall. I'm pushing the show very hard because I'm not going to be in New York anytime soon. I'm not going to be on the fucking East Coast anytime soon. So if you live between Maine and Florida, there's no reason for you not to get on a Greyhound bus and get to Brooklyn by June 8th to watch me perform with Janine Garofalo on the bill. Not a big fucking deal. June 8th, Union Hall.
Wow.
Awesome. Well, as always, listen, the big thing that we always hype here, the Grolix Live Show, you hear me talking about it, May 26th, headliner is Laura Peek. You do not want to miss this show.
Super
so
funny.
Funny.
And blowing up. This will be your last chance to see her at a venue this small.
Agreed. So make sure you get your tickets now. The shows always sell out, so get them now. And for all of those shows, as always, the links to get tickets are down there in the show notes.
I got this. You can review if you want. Give us 5 stars. We will read it if it is a 5-star. And if you don't already, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Discord at Grolix Comedy.
That's great. Also, if you want to support us, we talk about it a lot as well. The Patreon page. We got so much shit going on down over there. Patreon.com/Grolix Saves. First of all, thanks to all the supporters, new and old, for being there, for keeping us
afloat. I
like
to call them our emotional support animals.
They're
all of them.
We could bring them on a flight with us, every one of them.
Every
and
one
they'd
of them.
Sit at our feet.
Regardless of size.
For free.
Yes. And they'd yelp the entire flight until we let them
up.
Yeah.
But it soothes us.
And there are relief centers in DIA. We'll get you to one if you got to use the potty. But we've got so much happening over there. We got boy crazy, right? You got to get on the boy crazy train. Also, my favorite thing, the fourth act. We've been doing a fourth act
over there.
The new
fourth act. You like the third act. Wait till you get a taste of this fourth act.
It's crazy. We got exclusive merch. So join us. There's 3 different levels to satisfy all of your financial needs.
Wasn't it Chekhov who said, if you put a gun in the first act, you have to have a fourth on Patreon?
Exactly. And I bought a firearm last week, so we had to start it.
Yes.
And if you can't join... Patreon right now, which I'm sure you can, but if you can't,
yeah, I don't see a reason why they couldn't.
Yeah, you can still support us by telling a friend about this podcast. Please do. And one of the perks of coming in at the B level, at the Ben level, the BWA level,
doggy,
is we do birthday shout outs. And boy, howdy, we have quite a few today here. We have a lot of people fucking hard.
We did the math. These are all May birthdays, means their parents were fucking in August on one of those hot
they were
summer nights.
Fucking hot, jammy.
The rosé
jam.
On the porch.
They were like, "I don't want summer to go. Take me to the pergola, Dan." That's what.
The kids are asleep and the crickets are
take
chirping.
Take me to the pergola, Dan.
Dan bottom out on me in the pergola. So here we are.
Jesus Christ.
The pergola. We're,
that's the ballad of Connie
you're
and
so
Dan.
So romantic.
The ballad
Ben.
Of Connie and Dan.
The ballad of Connie and Dan where she yells bottom out on me, Dan.
In the pergola.
In the pergola. And as always, we kind of pick a theme or something that we talk about for what the person is doing to celebrate their birthday. Et cetera. It could be any number of things. Andrew, you had a great one. What do you got for this birthday, Chell?
How about favorite vegan birthday dinner?
Oh.
It's time for your birthday dinner, and the chefs here at the Grolix are coming out the double doors with a vegan birthday dinner for you.
I like it. All right. Well, let's start it off. I'll toss one out to you, Andrew, since you came up with that.
Okay.
Supporter David Haas.
David Haas. Oh, boy. Favorite vegan dinner? Scalloped tempeh. Scalloped tempeh.
Okay.
And the coconut cream gravy.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That sounds
delicious.
Unappetizing. Oh, okay. Is that?
It was worth it just to see Ron's face on that one.
Okay. I'm not into it, but the gravy, that could be nice. I guess I have to know.
I got one for you, Ben. Elijah Phillip. Happy birthday, Elijah Phillip. What are you bringing, Elijah?
Elijah goes very by the book. It's a panko crusted cup coaster. Now, what he does is he takes those cork coasters. He dredges it in some panko, and of course he uses Just Egg, which is an egg substitute, and margarine, so it's all
above it's, board. And it's all good.
Little sea salt, but I tell you what, the crack you get when the panko and the cork. So that's what it is: panko crusted corp cup coaster.
Oh, say it one more time, but faster.
Panko crusted cup coaster.
Okay,
I got it. Adam, you're going to be up next for us. It looks like it is Riley Bourne.
Okay, Riley. I'm thinking Riley like an old World War II cartoon. They go to a city park. They fish, but they're not hunting for fish. They want the boot. They pull the boot out of the lake, and then they marinate it in used bath water that they haven't drained for about 3 to 4 days, marinate the boot in that, and then just basically put it in the oven for 20 minutes, good to go. Knife and fork, have a bite. And it's not a leather boot.
I've never done this in a birth. Oh, it's not a leather boot. No, okay. I was like, once again, Adam doesn't know that leather is an animal product,
right.
And we're going to have to educate him.
I don't know what other material it is, but just know that it is a vegan boot.
Pleather. It's pleather.
Okay. A vegan boot. That's great to know.
Happy birthday, Riley.
Andrew, it's back to you. Our good pal, Tyler Merkel.
Tyler Merkel.
One of the tie-ties.
Tyler Merkel. Tyler Merkel's favorite meal. It's kind of a party snack, but you can also have it for dinner. Buffalo pencil erasers. I'm coming out. Got some buffalo pencil erasers. Everyone, you know, likes buffalo wings, but you can also just take a good wedge of eraser and give it the buffalo treatment as well.
Nice. I like that.
Well, I like it.
Ben, I'm throwing one your way. Taylor West is having a birthday this month. What's the dish you're giving Taylor?
It's a gag ball po' boy. Now, this is where you remove the straps from the gag ball.
You got to go to New Orleans for that.
And you line a bulky roll with strapless gag ball.
Okay.
And what you do in there, then you, of course, it's lettuce, it's tomato. It's all the classic ingredients, a little bit of hot sauce on it.
Gag ball po' boy. That sounds really good.
It is really good. Enjoy it. It's a little chewier than most people like.
I also imagine it being the gag ball harness, but instead of the ball, po' boy. Like, you're not getting out of this till you finish that sandwich. Could go either way. Could go either way. Oh, my God.
Okay. Adam, you're up. I believe it's you.
We're going Terry Maloney. Happy birthday, Terry Maloney. Here comes Chef Adam with your vegan birthday dinner.
What do you got there, Adam? I can see you're carrying something.
Steamy.
What's in your
hand? You know how sometimes late at night you'll hear just cars ripping down, like it's amateur drag racing is going on, and you're like, holy shit, they're getting down over there. Well, Terry will hunt those down, find the oil tracks from where the cars started, and get on all fours and just sop it up. Get a little taste of that high octane flavor from an amateur drag race going on in the dead of night.
You know, as some Fast and the Furious fucking fanatics, that we understand the appeal of fucking slopping up some
high octane oil.
It's usually on Sundays, too. Terry's
technically
like,
an animal product from the dinosaur age, but I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Yep. Sits up, upright in bed and runs to the scene of the race.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Maloney Baloney. You got it.
All right. And speed round. We got a speed round here, and this is a longtime fan of both the live show and the patron.
Since day one.
Our good friend.
Turning 50.
Wow,
told us
the big 50.
They are
Malka
50.
Dupree. What are we getting, Malka? Let me just think off the top of my head. This is kind of a delicacy. I'm serving grilled dildo. Grilled dildo. You can put it on the backyard grill.
A grilldo.
Grilled dildo.
So grilled out.
Got a great,
good news,
texture.
Guys. The grilldo is back at McDonald's for a month only.
Yeah, you know, a little steam veggies on the side, nothing too crazy.
Well, I've got it. I thought I knew grilldo may be it though, but Malka once told me she ate an entire catalytic converter.
Wow, that's where they're going. What?
That's where they're going. Yeah, and that's how you stay strong. That's how you keep everything clean by eating. But I don't know that I can beat a grilldo.
Minerals,
Adam. What do you got?
Check this out. There's a group of cows out there that have decided they want to kill themselves. And that they want their bodies given over for human consumption. They're like a morose group of suicidal cows. Like, you can leave your organs for science. These cows have said, guilt-free, eat us the fuck up. So, Malka, these are just willingly given over beef burgers.
Suicide cows.
From suicidal cows. That
kind of a downer.
Yeah, but I mean, don't feel bad. This is what they wanted.
And that's from the restaurant at the end of the universe, for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
The meat is tender from all the sobbing that they've done. Yep. I mean, yeah. This is some...
Well, happy birthday, I guess.
And happy birthday. Happy birthday, Malka. Happy birthday to all our special May babies, our August Gertz. Thank you
Connie
to
and Dan,
all of you.
Great work, you fucking two.
Connie and Dan. Dan, do it to me in the pergola. So thanks to everyone who supports us. If you want to get your own birthday shout out, you can do so. Visit us at patreon.com/Grolic Saves.
Huge thanks to our producer, human meat substitute Ron Doyle. Couldn't do it without you. And big thanks to Mike Henderson for your help recording our live show. Of course, our theme music is by the fibrous Charlie Continental.
Guy is, I mean, you crack into him and it's
like celery string or a coconut husk.
You're gonna be flossing after that one, I'll tell you that.
What are we doing next time? What are we doing?
Oh, I didn't tell you. This was my last episode. I'm off the pod.
What?
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. I guess I've been promoted.
No.
Yes, you have.
I'm gonna intern for Rogan.
Well, not before you do this next challenge, and I've got an idea for this one. How about we take a walk in another person's shoes? Huh? How about we do something like that?
I think we've even teased a challenge that way before. We'll find out. I don't know what we're doing.
But in the meantime, play us out, Charlie!